From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in over 80 years has knocked out power across the entire American island of 3.4 million people. The hurricane has maximum sustained winds of about 185 kilometers per hour. It destroyed hundreds of homes and caused heavy flooding after making landfall Wednesday. Forecasters expect the center of the hurricane to move offshore the northern coast of Puerto Rico and reach open water late Wednesday, bringing hurricane conditions to the Dominican Republic late Wednesday and Thursday. Maria will remain a dangerous major hurricane, according to forecasters, as it approaches the Turks and Caicos Islands and the southeastern Bahamas Thursday and Friday. Before arriving at the U.S. territories, the hurricane went directly over the island of Dominica, whose Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett wrote on Facebook that initial reports indicate widespread devastation on the island. Rescue workers searched Wednesday in Mexico City and nearby states in hopes of finding survivors of a magnitude 7.1 earthquake that killed at least 225 people and caused the collapse of dozens of buildings. Mexico's Interior Minister Miguel Osorio Chong said Mexican armed forces and police will continue working until they exhaust all possibilities of finding more people alive. Civilians joined search and rescue teams shortly after the earthquake struck on Tuesday. They all used heavy machinery and their bare hands to remove piles of rubble. This is VOA News. President Trump spoke with